Rishuyas Rabbanan. But here, what are we talking about? You want to schlep the water from this Amas HaMayim, this flow of water, which is only a kamlis, up into your apartment, which is only Rishus Yachid, which with the rice, it's mutter. It's only Yosim with the Rabbanan. So I'll tell you, it's only Yosim with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't make an exerah. The Rabbanan will matter you to carry the water from the kamlis to the rim, which is a Makab Thurim. Now, from the rim, you carry it into your apartment, that's what's mutter. So the machlokes here just is, how wide does the rim be that is still called the Makam Tur? Like, when does it lose its shame Makam Tur? It's called the Karmelis. The Tanakhama says if it's Gimel Tvachim wide, it's not a Makam Tur anymore. And the Shimon Gamliel says no. Kol Zaman, it's not Dalat Tvachim wide, it's still a Makam Tur. I was there for the Gemara. For Rabbi Yechonen, Brishriyas, the Rabbanan Ami Yomer. One Kashav is no. Rabbi Yechonen that said you shouldn't carry from a Rishus Rabbin into a Makam Tur, into Rishus Yochid, said the same halacha even by the Rabbanonik of Rishuyas. So it's a kasha here. How could he carry from the Karmelis onto the rim, back up into the apartment? It should be also. The Tanan we learned, Koisil Shebein Beis Chatzeris. If you have a wall dividing between two different Chatzerim, Gevoya Yutvachim, if this wall is Yutvachim high, V'roichev Abo, and it's wide for Tvachim, is halacha ma'arvin shnayim ve'marvin echad. These two chatzerim have to make two separate aruba chatzeris. They can't make one. Because since there's a wall dividing the two of them, they have no pesach to get into one to the other. They can't make one aruba chatzeris. Hoya b'roishay peris. What about if there were peris fruits on top of this wall? Now the top of the wall is a rishus yachid, because it's wide for tvachim, and it's higher, you tvachim, it's rishus yachid. So the locker is Elo Oilam Mikan Bi Oichlin. The people on the right chotzer could climb up this wall and eat the peris on top there. The Elo Oilam Mikan Bi Oichlin. The people on the left chotzer could climb up the wall and eat the peris on top of the wall. Because on top of the wall is Rishus Yochid. What about Nifrat HaKoisel? Let's say the Koisel now got a pierce, got a hole in the wall. Ad Eser Amis, up until 10 Amis. So it's still called a Pesach. It's called, you have a wall there with the Pesach to walk through. Then the locker is Marvin Shnayim, V'yimrotzu Marvin Echad. If they want to, the two Chatzerim can make one Erev together. Because there's a Pesach now between the two of them. If they also want to, they can make two separate Erevs. Because they're still called the Mechitza there. It's called the Mechitza with a Pesach. That if they want to, they can do whatever they want. Either make it together, because there is a Pesach straight through, or else make two separate Erev Chatzeris. Mevnei Shuka Pesach. Yes, Mikan. Let's say the Pirtza of the hole in the wall is wider than Yuramis. That's always called a Pirtza. That like breaks the wall. There's no more wall here. Then the din is Marv Nechad. These two Chatzerim are like one Chatzer. They B'davka have to make one. They B'davka have to make one Erev together. V'yein Marv Shnayim. They can't make two Erev Chatzeris. V'avinim Bo had a kasha now. Ein Bo, and the Mori Yester Shiloh we had before, V'avinim Bo. Ein Bo Ya Bo Mai. What's the halacha if on top of the wall it's not wide dalat tvachim? The top of the wall is only wide three tvachim. So Amar Rav, Rav first said a churma there that Aver Beis Rishuyish let this boy, that since both chatzerim have equal rights to use the top of this wall, it's like neither of them are, both of them are also to use it. Is v'lo yozis boy molaneima. They can't even move the food on top of the wall mamash an inch. They can't move the food at all. It's not movable. Any little bit you're moving, it's like you're moving from one rishus to another rishus. That was Rav's chumrah. For Rabbi Yechonin Amar though, Rabbi Yechonin said no. It's called the Makam Ptur. Since it's Gevoya Yutvachim, and the top is not Dalat Tvachim wide. So anything that's not Dalat Tvachim wide is a Makam Ptur. So Lachar is Elu Malin Mikan V'Yechonin. The people on the right chotzer have a right to go up there and eat there. And the people on the left chotzer have a right to climb up on top of the wall and eat there. And what? And they can carry it down also, because it's called the Makam Ptur. And the Mishnah says, V'yaz the Rav Yechonin time before, and Rav Yechonin goes according to the Shita, T'chiyaz the Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yechonin, when Rav Dimi came, he said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, that Makam Shein Boi Arbu Al Abu. Anytime you have a Makam that's Gimel Tfachim off the ground, but it's not wide, four Tfachim by four Tfachim, what din does it have? It's called a Makam Ptur. That's Mutal of Nei Rishus Rabban of Nei Rishus Yochid. That Lekate Falov. That people from Rishus Rabban can take off their bundle and put it down on top of this stump. This stump is only a Makam Ptur. It's Mutter. And the people in Rishus Yochid have a right to take off their bundle and put it down on top of this stump. Since this stump is not Rochiv, Dalat by Dalat Fochim, it's a Makam Ptur, it's Mutter. Ubuvado Rabbi Yochanan said clearly, Ubuvad only, Shelo Yachlifu. You should not carry directly, like, take from the Shusar Rabbin, put your bundle down on the stump. And then pick up the stump, pick up your bundle, and bring it into Rosh Hashanah Yochin. Even though midiraita that's mutter, because the anocha was always made from mokim turim, but midirabonon it's also maybe you carry directly from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochin. Now the Gemara says the same halacha applies there by the wall. When you have this wall in between two chotzes, the top of the wall is a mokim turim. So each chotzer is allowed to carry from their chotzer to the top of the wall. But they're not allowed to carry once on top of the wall, they can't bring it down to the next chotzer. That's also why? Because the gzeira, maybe you carry directly from one chotzer to another chotzer. So this is the kasha. You see, Rabbi Yochanan made his gzeira, even though it's only nisim and rabbonim. He had to carry from one chotzer over the wall to the other chotzer, midiraisa, rather it's mutter. Because midiraisa, the both of Rosh Hashanah Yochin. It's only osim and rabbonim. So you see, even in the rabbonim, Rabbi Yochanan makes his takonim. So Chura Takasha on our Mandiyom here that we want to say, here we're saying, what's the Eitzon? Lower your pitcher down, bring the water up from the Karmelis, put it on the Mokum Ptur, and then slap it straight up to your house. Rabbi Yochanan says, even on Rishus the Rabbanan, it's also to do directly from one Rishus straight to the other Rishus. And with the Gemara Enechnami, I'll tell you, he, Ziri Omro. Ziri said this, Enechnami, Ziri Dingzach on our Mandiyom, on our Gemara. According to Ziri, then in Shra Awa Gemara, we're saying that Yechanan gave them the Eitzah to lower down the pitcher and get the water out of the Karmelis and put it on top of the rim of Mokum Tur and schlep it up. According to Ziri, Yechanan said that was Osir. Ziri Mokum Law B'yama Samayim Gufa. Ziri learns that our Shiloh about how wide this was, not to give it a shame Mokum Tur, but the Shiloh was in the stream of water itself. How wide was the stream of water? That the Tanakhama says, if the stream was Gimel Tfachim wide, that's called the Karmelis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. If the stream has to at least be Dalet Tfachim wide. If it's Dalet Tfachim wide, then it's called the Karmelis. Less than Dalet Tfachim wide is not called the Karmelis. That's the way Ziri is going to learn the Machlekes. Enachnami. Ziri will not learn the Machlekes is, if it's called the Mokum Pturim, to say you're allowed to carry from the Karmelis onto the rim of Mokum Tur and carry it up to your apartment, that sheet is also. Now the shailah is, the whole water, the whole real flow of water wasn't the Karmelis. Since the first mandiyam is less than 3 tefachim, it's not, it's called the Mokum Tur, the whole thing, then sheet you could carry that water straight to your apartment. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we're talking about as long as it's less than dalet tefachim wide, then it's called a Mokum Tur still. So more of Rav Dimi Tanoihi. But according to Rav Dimi and Echlam, you come down to Machlokes Tanoim. So the more of it, according to Rav Dimi, you come down to Machlokes Tanoim. The what that Rav Dimi says before, Rashi, Rav Dimi Diyomar, Ein Karmelis Pchusim Midal Tanoihi. According to this pshat now, Rav Dimi said before Pshito that you don't have a Shem Karmelis unless it's at least Dalet Fochim or Dalet Fochim. Anything less than that is not called the Karmelis. And here we're learning now in our Bryce, the Tanakhama says, no, as long as it's wide, Gimel Tfachim, the flow of water, it's also also to carry it up. Why? Because something Gimel Tfachim wide could also be called a Karmelis. So Zog Mar Nechnami, according to Rav Dimi, that's that he says it has to be Dalet Tfachim wide to give it a Shem Karmelis, Pshitas Tolin HaMachlogis Tanoim. He's only saying that according to the second Mandiyom, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Tanakhama Taka, since it's Roch of Gimel, it could also be called a Karmelis. It doesn't have to be Roch of Dalet. Yeah. So tomorrow, V'tehevei Kichurei Karmelis. We still have a kasha here. So Rashi, V'tehevei Kichurei Karmelis. Why do we say if this flow of water that goes through the chotzer, we're saying now, if it's less than Gimel Tfachim wide, so it's called like a Mokum Ptur. Therefore, you're allowed to schlep the water up from the flow of water into your apartment. Because it's a Mokum Ptur. The kasher is, though, this flow of water, avada outside or a mile down, avada it's wide. Every flow of water comes from a nice stream of water that at some point it is Roch of Dalet Tfachim. It is a real Karmelis. Just at one part of the stream, it could be it got narrow. It's not Dalet Tfachim. But in Halacha, Chure, Chure means a hole. Let's say you have a hole in the wall that's facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And there's a hole in the wall facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's called Chure Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That has a loch, it has a din like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also. So the kasha here also, this flow of water, even though right now it's not gimel tefachim wide or four tefachim wide, it shouldn't be called a makom ptur. Since it's attached to the big stream of water further up or further down, that is a karmelis, this should be called like a hole, an offspring from a karmelis. And the hole that leads into a karmelis should also be like a karmelis. So the stream of water at all points should have a shem karmelis. How are we saying now, if it's not wide gimel tefachim, the stream of water is like a makom ptur, that if it goes outside your apartment, you're allowed to schlep the water up from the stream into your house, because it's a makom ptur? Why? It's attached to a karmelis. Let it be like a churei karmelis. For the Gemara, but tehevei ki churei karmelis, it should be like the hole that's attached to a karmelis. Now the Gemara, Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Yarmir Tevaya, they both say, ain churei karmelis, and no, there's no such halacha. Even though you have a hole that leads into the karmelis, since the karmelis is only osim, the rabbanon were not machmen to give a din, a chur, to a karmelis. A hole leading into a karmelis has no din to it. If it itself is not dalat tefachim wide, it's not called the karmelis, called the makom ptur. Only by Rishus Rabbim do we say if you have a hole leading into Rishus Rabbim, to chur Rishus Rabbim also has been like Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi, v'tevi ki chur karmelis, ha'ahai amo, afilo les beishir karmelis, even though it's not wide gimel or four tefachim, listen, so mishim chur karmelis, let it be just like the hole leading into a karmelis. Ki echad yarmina masechta Shabbos, look, we're saying the Gemara Shabbos, chur Rishus Rabbim, if you have Rishus Rabbim and a hole leading into it, it's Rishus Rabbim dummy. Kigoyin koisel hasamach l'shus rabin. If you have a wall right on the side of l'shus rabin, v'yesh boichur, and there's a little hole in the wall, v'zorak arba amis, you threw something four amis in the l'shus rabin, v'nachshom, and it landed in this hole, yishino chayiv, v'chashiv v'lei hanocha l'shus rabin. It's considered like it landed in the l'shus rabin itself, since this is a hole that leads into l'shus rabin. It's hochinami, hoyo v'yesh boishir kamlis, koidim shetikonis liyir. Avad, the stream of water before it comes into the city is very wide. There it is, a karmelis. Is hashta nami tisisar, the karmelis asiyam. The mikarmelis asiyam. Since the stream of water does come from a wider stream of water, which over there is a karmelis, so now when it comes into the city, it should also be called a karmelis. So why do we say now it's not rochim, gimel tefachim, it's mutter? The teretziz ein teiras chur on the karmelis. True, in the Rishus Rabban you say it, but in the Rishus Rabban of the Karmelis you don't say it. Ravashi Yamano, Afilu Taima Yesh Chur in the Karmelis. A fool, you want to say the Rabban of Machmir, even on the Rishus Rabban like a Karmelis, the Rabban still said a Chur opening up into it is Osir. I'll tell Yahani Mili Bismucha, that's only if the Chur is right near, like a Rishus Rabban. You have the hole in the wall, it's right near the Rishus Rabban. So a hole that's right near the Rishus Rabbim has a din like Rishus Rabbim. Who had din, a hole right near the Karmelis has a din like a Karmelis. Here we're talking about the stream of water for a long distance now. It's not Rochiv Gimel Tfachim, or it's not wide Dal Tfachim. So for a long stream already, a long stretch of area, it's not a Karmelis. Even though further outside the city is attached to a karmelis, that zikha would not machmir. If it would be right next to the karmelis, then we'd say a smaller area that comes off a karmelis is also called like the karmelis. But here that it's so far away, but muflegis, we don't say it. Trashi shein boy kishir elulam rochi. It's only far away that it's a karmelis. So now in the middle of the city, we don't say it has a shame karmelis on it. Ravina, one Ravina gives another teretz. We're going the Ovid la nifkoi apuma. That he made a nifko, like a little mechitza, at the entrance where the stream of water comes into your chotzer. Trashi Ravina Oma, Hai Shir, the Gimel Badal, the Rabbonin, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Loi Bishir, the Oma Gufon. We're not talking about the shear of the Amas Hamayim, how wide the stream of water is. V'loi Biag Fel Hachlif. And we're not talking about that on top of the rim is a Mokum Ptur, to say it's mutter to carry from the Karmelis to the Mokum Ptur up to your apartment. That's not what we're talking about. Now what are we talking about here? The Yovad Le Nifka. What does that mean? El Yovad Le Nifka Drashi. Mutzas. You made like a little mechitza, a little blockage where the water comes in. Puma Drashi Mechnitza B'Yitziya. Fehizchala Mechitza Samach Liakfer. And the mechitza started near the rim. Beteich Ugnin, inside the rim. Mikan Mikan. Lechibra B'Yemtza. Sheyamayin Nechnosim B'Yotzim Derek Shom. Ramin Rabbanu Pogas Megim Ramin Lovud. The question is now, you have a flow, the water is flowing through, and you started to make a mechitza in the middle of it. You put a mechitza in the middle where the water enters. But the question is, the mechitza didn't reach the end of the amasamayim. It didn't reach the end. It was in the middle. So now, how much area is the leftover that we should say lovud? It's considered attached to the end of the flow of water. The tamakam, halacha we hold is, kol zaman is less than gimel tfachim away, we say lovud. So it's less than gimel tfachim, this area, from where the end of the wall is, up until the flow of the water, if it's less than gimel tfachim here, we say lovud here, and lovud on the other side. Then it's considered like you have a good mechitza straight across the flow of water, then it's mutter. And the Rishon Gamliel sheet like we always had is, he says lovud even with less than 4 tfachim. Even though it's more than gimel tfachim away from the wall, if it's less than 4 tfachim away from the wall, we say lovud. So that's the shal here. That's the shal we had already before once. If you say lovud 3 tfachim, or do you say it by 4 tfachim? So the yavad le nifka pum, you made like a little mechitza at the entrance of the flow. The Yaz the Rabbon, the time where they say lovud, you always say less than gimel tfachim. From Shimon Gamliel, the time may. That is shittu is, you always say lovud less than 4 tfachim. So that's this machlokes is 4 and 3. Nothing to do with the sheer karmelis, nothing to do with the malkum turu. It's going to talk like our Mishnah, that when you have a flow of water coming through the chotzer, the flow of water is a karmelis. How is a mutter take the water out of the flow onto the chotzer? Only if you make a mechitza at the beginning when the water comes in, and a mechitza where the water goes out. Now you've started to make the mechitza, just the mechitza didn't reach the two ends. So if it's less than gimel tfachim away, you say lovud, it's mutter. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though it's less than 4 tfachim, also it's mutter. You say lovud less than 4 tfachim. So that's the Mishnah. Gizustra, we had already before, that's the porch sticking out of your wall, that underneath the porch is an amas amayim, is a river. Not amas, is a river. Gizustra shilamalim in amayim, on top of the water, is ein mamalim menu b'shabas. And now let us fetch the water up, because the bottom is a karmelis, and the top is a reshus yochid. Halim came also lo mechitza, unless on your porch you made a mechitza gvoya sar tfochim. You have to make 4 mechitzas around you, going up your tfochim, bein mamala bein mamata. Where the mechitzas are going up on top of your porch, or the mechitzas are going down underneath your porch, abi you have mechitzas, you tfochim. Like this is a kal by water we always have, that we say good achis. The mechitzas on top of water, we say they go down as if they reach the water, and it's considered one reshus yochid straight down, and you can fetch the water up. V'chein shteig is the story. Same thing, we have 2 porches. Zu l'mala mizu. One higher up than the other one. They're not directly on top one of the other. They're a little bit away. But one's a higher level, one's a lower level. Also l'al yoyna. Now the top porch made this tikkun. This tikkun is, in the middle of the porch, you have to make a hole, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and you make mechitzas up, you tfachim all around it. So these mechitzas now go straight down to the water. So if the Rishus Yochid goes straight down, you can slap the water up. So the top porch made this tikkun. The bottom porch should not make this tikkun. They don't have a hole with dalad mechitzas, with 4 mechitzas all on the side of it, you tfachim, right? So from the bottom porch, you can't slap up the water. So how does the bottom porch want to step up the water? They want to use the top porch. Either they want to throw the bucket up to the top porch and let it go down the hole, or else the Gemara before said they wanted to go up and walk to the top porch and use that porch. And we're talking about that they're shutfis. They made the top tikkun together, so the bottom people have a right to use it. So then the lochrish, teyem asuris achiyarvu. Calls them on these 2 people, didn't make a rubik atheris, it's also free to them to use it. Because they're 2 different diurim, have a right to use this top porch, so they ask us, they're there. So even the people living on next to the top porch is not allowed to throw his pitcher down to get the water, because the bottom person also has a right to use it. So when 2 people have a right to use one makom, it's also midrabbanan without an erubi chaseris. So the Gemara masnisin the loike Chananya ben Akavia. Our mission does not go according to the chiddush we just saw before, according to Chananya ben Akavia. The Tanya, what was his chiddush? Chananya ben Akavia yoime. Gizustro sheyesh bo dal amis. You should know if you have a flat porch that's 4 amis by 4 amis, 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, choykik bo dal. In the middle of this porch, hollow out a hole, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's all. And now we'll say this modern swara of kofaf. will look as if we're going to bend the rex, each tenth fochim on the side of it, we're going to bend it upwards, as if there's a mechitza there. Umamala, and you're allowed to strap up the water. Now, our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, claw, you have to make mechitzas. Mashma, we don't hold like Rabbi Chanina. It's not enough to say a svar kofav will like bend up these tenth fochim. No, we don't bend it up for you. You have to make yourself directly upwards, four mechitzas going up, you tvochim. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra Loihit the Rabbi Chanina Ben Akav Yelah B'yama Shotverya. Could be no Chur Mitzvah no Machloikis. He was not matri. He was only matri in the Yam Shotverya. Hoyil V'yesh Lo Ganim, because there's a bank. There are mechitzes all around the Yam Shotverya. V'yayoros Makafifas Mekifas Oitzoyim. So Mela looks, it really is called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, by that Yam he's making. Avo V'shar Memus Loi. But any other river, he doesn't come onto this cooler either. So merely is not mechulak on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about other rivers. Their takot's only mutter. If you have mamish mechitza standing upwards, yutvachamai, all around your hole. But just if you have a straight porch, 4 ounces, 4 amis, it wouldn't be matter by other rivers. Only over the river of Yam Shotzveria, which mikvah, there is a Rishus Yochid. Just that it's wider than the base of Sayim. So with the Rabbanan, it's also to metaltum. So Rabbanan will make it with such a svar of kofa. Tana Rabbonin, Gimel Dvorim Hitir Rebbe Chanina Ben Akabi L'Anshe Tveria. He gave 3 coolies to the people living near Tveria. Memalen Mayim Migzust Rebbe Shabbos. One chiz like we just learned. If you have your porch that's 4 amas by 4 amas wide, you're allowed to fetch up the water from the middle of your porch from the Yamsha Tveria. The time name be Otsa, who are then you could time in mean, put your Paris. Like, taimin means to, put it into, you want to wrap it around, like, you're allowed to wrap around your peris, the yotza. That's the pseulish or kitnius. That's like the shaft that comes off the beans. If you want to use the shaft of the beans to wrap around your peris, it's mutter. The taimin be yotza. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. And it's not makabel tumo. Umestafkin be aluntis. And you're allowed to dry yourself with towels on Shabbos. If you take a cold bath on Shabbos, you're allowed to dry yourself with towels. Now, what are these dinim? Memal amayim exustri, could fetch up the water from this porch, b'Shabbos hod yamorun. That was the chiddush we just had before. That even though your porch is a flat 4 amis by 4 amis, it's mutter to fetch up the water. Just make a hole in the middle, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and we say kofach. We look as if the sides, the yud tfachim on all 4 sides, bend up by themselves. That was one chiddush. Now, v'toymnim biotzer, you're allowed to cover up your peris with the shaft that comes off the kidneys. Mahi, what's this chiddush? The Tanya, we learned like this. Hishkim lohovi psoilis. If you wake up early in the morning to get the psoilis, get the shaft off the kidneys, off the beans, in v'shvil shiesh olav tal, if the reason why you got up early in the morning, because in the morning there's dew on top of the shaft. Now, when you want to wrap the shaft around your peris to preserve the peris, you want the dew to be on the shaft. The melo, this dew is called mayim. And when the water touches the peris, it's called your nicha, with this water touching the peris. So it's machsha, the peris could be makabel tumma. That's the locha. Peris fruit, it can't be makabel tumma unless first water went on top of the peris that your nicha, after the peris were pulled off. So after you pulled off the peris, if you wrap around it with the wet shaft, that you've adopted got early, you got up early in the morning to get this wet shaft that has the towel on it, that's called nichalei, that's called yamashe, the peris hakabel tumma. Hareyu b'chiyutan, that's called yinicha with the water, you're happy with this water that's touching the peris now is hukshir, could be makabel tumma. If a sheretz now touches the peris is makabel tumma. V'yim b'shvil shlo yivatim m'lachtei, what about no? The reason why you got up early in the morning is not because you want to do that's on the shaft. Stam, you work a whole day, you have no time in the daytime to collect the shaft. That's why you had to get up early. Should not stare you from working. Then we say, no, you're not nicha with the dew that's around the shaft. So even though this shaft is wet and touches the peris, it's not machshla kabutumam, because you're not nicha with the water to touch your peris. That was the second chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. Right, another chiddush is, now, Anshei Tveria, this was Anshei Tveria, Kemish la yevatim emlach tedomi. They Anshei Tveria also, those people that Rashi balim lochem,